Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning again.
And we really have had another good day. I mean, honestly, between Nicole in the morning with some of the concepts on grilling and clarification, which is more important on
grilling and
grilling.
Barbecuing.
And the difference with barbecuing. And it's funny because sometimes you'll watch on TV one of these shows and they do talk about barbecue. I didn't realize it's different. I just assumed the same thing.
Yeah,
but it's barbecue versus grilling. And then, of course, Jason, who had been on before, with a piece of equipment that can give you peace of mind. That's all it's for.
Yes.
At the end of the day, and you said it, David, very well, it's like insurance. Some people and make it have that for a couple of years and never push the button. The adult children are calm, the parent is calm, everybody's calm, and hopefully you never have to push the button.
Yes, yes.
And that's what insurance is for.
You're buying peace of mind.
A peace of mind. And now the peace of mind of everybody listening is the Christine and Lou Show. They've been sitting here. It's very strange because I almost get a sense, and I'm very good at these things. I have a sixth sense of sensing that a lot of people were cranky. It's like, no, come on, let's go. As I said earlier, the opening act, they want to get to 11:30. People can't leave their house from 11:30 to 12.
You've seen all the people standing in the street corner while looking at their watches.
100%. They run off their lines in the store. I have to go home.
Right,
it's
right.
Amazing.
You can take my place. I'll come
like one of those
later.
Godzilla movies when they start coming. Godzilla keeps coming.
Right.
Everybody scatters.
Yeah. And here's what's her name.
Right. So good morning, Christine.
Oh, well, thank you. That was quite the introduction. I really enjoyed that. And another fabulous show. You are right.
It was good.
Nicole is absolutely wonderful. And the Cornell Cooperative Extension actually does a program over at Magnolia Gardens, and once a month it's a different topic and the nutrition one. So it'll be it's very interesting topics too, because they'll do a bingo, but like with different food things, like you're learning while playing bingo, and like it'll tell you about salt to do and different,
right.
So they really are an incredible, and she's absolutely wonderful.
I learned that there's much more than just how to grow your vegetables.
Right.
That was my only contact.
Yeah, and it's a great partnership we have. She gave us a bunch of stuff for our Pioneer.
She didn't give me anything to eat though, so.
I know, I was sitting there starving. You guys were talking, my stomach was growling. I was like, oh my God, this is really just putting me over the edge. But
with the cooperative education, the Department of Agriculture has a value of a caloric value post harvesting. The value of a vegetable, the caloric value of a vegetable, is different pre-harvest versus post-harvest.
Oh.
Well, probably it starts losing some.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And that's under EIB, EIB 121 is the rule under which it comes under. EIB 121.
Mm. Hey, you've seen them in supermarkets. People buying corn.
right.
You know what I mean? I'm slow today. I'm an older person. You have to forgive me.
21 days?
120.
121 days since my birthday. Wow.
Okay.
Come on.
How did it go? That was really something else. And we learned. It makes sense, though, what you're saying.
I had no idea.
Like buying fresh stuff. That's why it's always like the push to buy it fresh.
And you don't want it 3 or 4 days later.
Right.
So whatever that is, farm to plate, table or whatever that was.
Table. You farm to table.
Farm to table. Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
You take
the tomato.
Yeah.
The caloric, the whatever, and then the following day it's less.
Yeah.
And the following day it's less.
Yeah. The one I said, this is true. People in stores are buying corn, and then they're shucking it there in the store.
Right.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Because
it's keeping it all
that keeps it together. You should shuck it at home.
Yeah, but you don't want all that green stuff on the floor.
Yeah. John said, listen, I'll lose some of the caloric value of it.
Guess what? I'll share. My wife has to cut my corn off the year. I won't put my teeth
on
it. Me too. I cut it too.
Like, come on, I won't eat that.
Yes, so I cut it too. I cut it too.
I grew corn one year years ago just for the satisfaction of being able to stand out there and say, Joan, is the water boiling?
Oh, look at you. I like that. Well,
I like that. It's good.
But, you know, and the grilling, it's such a, you know, I mean, and that's my dad's specialty. So I'm
going to
give that's like the one major skill set my dad has. He's a very, and that's the only time he ever looks very stressed is when he's grilling.
Cause
he wants it to be very good.
Is this often or just once in a while?
No, we barbecue a lot. And of course, you know, because me and my mother are insane and buy excessive amounts of things, it's never just like a simple thing. So everything is turned into this whole hoopla, you know, and then there's every option possible. This person might want this. So he certainly gets pissed off and says, why can't we ever just keep it simple with hamburgers and hot dogs? Doesn't happen, though.
Yeah. To what degree do you want it medium well?
Yes. So we're all...
Exactly.
Yes.
But it was a wonderful segment. And, of course, Jason, always having him on is really informative,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they were two interesting people.
Well, there's great programs out there, and I love that on this show we're able to showcase these amazing speakers. So absolutely wonderful. Great job as always, guys.
Yeah, it's good.
I want to remind people to save the date for the Aging in Place, the fifth regional Aging in Place conference and expo. I can't believe it's the fifth one we've done. So this one's going to be on Tuesday, October 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at Harbor Links. The topic, which is going to be really interesting, there's two different panels. One is going to be dedicated towards veteran services.
October
29th. The VA Mission Act is a... There's all these different changes, and a lot of veterans do not realize certain things now will be covered. They're expanding, you know, what services are provided. And so that will be the first panel. Then we'll have a second panel on all the Medicare 2020 updates, which is certainly always something of interest and is very complicated. So both these panels will hopefully break it down for you. And then we have tons of different vendors that will be in the side room, which will have all different services geared towards seniors. It's really something I think you should check out. It's free.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
There's transportation if you need it, but you really, space is limited. So I want to stress that you need to call 311 or 869-6311 to register for that, because we want to make sure you get the spot. Because I'm already getting them. Every day I keep getting them, so I'm not sure how people are...
People... signing up for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Already registering. So it's very, which we're excited. So stay tuned. We will have more updates closer to the show. We're also going to have on different speakers who will be there to come on the radio show and kind of promote it. So stay tuned for more details on that. Beach Feast is coming up, which is Saturday, August 17th. That's from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at North Hempstead Beach Park. There will be different musical acts, The Mystic, Desert Highway, and tons of food trucks, which is my favorite part of it. There's All-American Wontons, Crepes and Bakes, Exotic Bowls, Meats Meat, Pizza Company 7, Mr. Smith Seafood, Twisty Freeze, and Yummy Gyro of Port Washington.
Anyone going to be grilling?
Well, I know there's like a, I think on these trucks they're amazing. But
some of these
food
trucks are great.
I love a food truck. I think the whole concept, I love that whole... scene, and there will be beer and wine, in case you, David, I know, might want a nice cold glass of beer.
Oh
yeah. Chased by water, as he said.
Are you a beer drinker?
Yeah.
You like beer?
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
It's in my contract.
That's good. Like, you like the new ones they have today? I mean, I don't drink beer, so.
Beer has come into its own.
He could do a whole segment on this. I like this.
Yeah, really.
Oh, okay. I mean, no idea.
There was a time when you wanted a beer, and it was Bud Light.
Right,
Bud.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're into the new ones.
As a friend of mine once said, you want a light beer? Fill the glass half filled with beer and add water.
Okay.
But, oh, yeah, the new beers.
You drive a motorcycle?
No.
Okay.
I know David enjoys a good Trader Joe's beer.
Oh, Trader Joe's has a beer.
I remember, you know where
Costco is and Walmart?
Yeah.
This place, it's total wine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm very familiar,
and
yes.
The beer place,
it's a good
impressed Joan because all the beers, and they have an infinite number, they're shelved alphabetically.
Yep.
And she's a retired librarian.
I'm with Joan.
Wow.
I noticed that as well, and I thought it's very well organized. It's like a grocery store.
And they also have food, kinds of foods that go with you know, cheeses and little snacky
Right.
But
you make a day
of
it.
Of beers.
Talking about events that are going on in the town, just go to your local.
What do you call the place? I know, I've been there.
Total Wine.
Total Wine.
And the wine collection.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I was just there the other day.
Right now, my favorite beer is Total. how shall I put it, total child of an unwed mother.
No, come on. That's the name of the beer?
No, think about what that translates to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Sorry, it's early.
I'm saying, like, that's the name.
I don't want the station to lose its license.
That's right. Dan's on vacation, all everything breaks loose.
That's a great
let's
beer.
Go back. Okay.
See, there you go. But there's so much to do in the town, you know? So at Beach Feast, you could also, as we said, you could enjoy music, food trucks, beer, wine, and there's an anti-car show as well.
Oh.
The event itself is free. You just have to pay for parking, which is $10 cash and $7 credit card. So it's really something to check out. It's such a nice event for the whole family to go to. That's one of my favorite things about Beach Feast is that it's all different ages.
Right.
And everyone is really there, and it's such a wonderful day. The North Hempstead Beach Park is beautiful, so definitely check that out. Bring the whole family. Fun Day Monday is going strong. I will actually be at Fun Day Monday this Monday coming up if anybody wants to come visit me. And the performing act will be Dance Aloha, so it's kind of a luau theme.
Ooh.
That's right. I know. It's so great. All the musical guests I love at Fun Day Monday, so it's really exciting. And on top of that, if you want to do line dancing, mahjong, mindfulness coloring, Zumba with Margaret, yoga, tai chi, the trail walk is coming up on August 12th. The Beechcraft is coming up on August 19th. Speaking of fresh vegetables, is a farm stand, which is really great. He has such interesting things, and it's a nice local farm stand. Mm. And there's also free transportation for that. So that is every Monday. And if it rains, it's on the following Thursday. So really check that out. They just had the health fair last week, which was really successful. And we'll give a shout out to Northwell Health. The Cat Center sponsored that. And nice. Northwell Health is actually sponsoring our conference as well.
Right, okay.
So it's really a great partnership with the town. But check it out. It's such a nice day. You don't have to stay the whole time. You can just check out what you want to and leave. But it's really a wonderful afternoon. And it's to see everyone just really enjoying the beautiful facility. It's great. And on August 26th is my personal favorite. It's the Hometown USA, which is a salute to the armed forces. That's the best day, in my opinion. And I put into work at that one. So I will be at that one
as
well.
That's August 26th.
That's the 26th, yes, because it's really such a lovely day. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 for more options, for more information on that, because it's something I feel like you should check out. It's a great, great day. Rapidly. We also have, through the Parks Department, I know John has attended a couple of these North Hempstead concerts that are all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You went to the Woodstock one, and you gave two thumbs up for the Woodstock.
Two thumbs up. Yes. It was.
And that was at Manor. Where was that?
It was.
Did you go tell? Where was Woodstock?
No, it went inside. It went into Chaminade.
Oh, that's right, because it was the weather.
Raining.
Right.
Or hot. I don't remember. One or the other.
And that's what's so nice about all these programs, because there's always these backup. There's so much work the Parks Department puts into planning all these different concerts, and then having a backup plan. What if the weather isn't great? Rain dates. It's all different things they do. But the next one coming up is August 4th, which is the Uplifters, and it's a Calypso Reggae night, which should be really, really fun. They've had there's been country, there's been, you know, classic rock. They really have a huge mix of concerts and something for everyone. So I think it's certainly something to check out. You can call 311 for a full list of that. Everyone should have been mailed a calendar as well for that. But we will, after the break, go into more of it.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.